Welcome to the Educational Leadership Moment, where you'll gain valuable insights on research-based and experientially learned educational leadership principles and best practices that promote student success. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your host. With my extensive experience as a classroom teacher, school administrator, and central office staff member, I'm dedicated to sharing effective strategies to ensure student achievement. So, grab your favorite beverage, a pen or a pencil, and a notepad, and get ready to take notes. And if you find this moment valuable, and I am confident that you will, please like, subscribe, and share with your colleagues, friends, and family. Thank you for joining me on the Educational Leadership Moment. Now, get ready to take your educational leadership to the next level. And remember, when students are led well, they learn well. Hello, leader. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your leadership guide. Welcome to the Moore Leadership Moment. Did you know that improving your emotional intelligence can make a major difference in your life, both professionally and personally? It accomplishes these differences by teaching you more about your own emotions and those of the people around you. Now, having a high intelligence quotient is great. However, alone, it can't solve the major problems the world faces today. Here's how I know that for a fact. When our oldest daughter was in elementary school, her teacher recommended her for the gifted program. To be selected for the program, our daughter was given a series of tests, including an intelligence quotient test, better known to you as an IQ test. Now, I remember the day we received her results. As we sat in the psychologist's office, she was very excited to share my daughter's results. With a big smile, she said, "Your daughter has a Mensa IQ." Well, I hate to admit it, but I wasn't really sure what she was talking about. So I said, "What's a Mensa IQ?" Well, over the next several minutes, she explained Mensa International, which is the High IQ Society, is an organization for individuals who score within the upper 2% of the general population on an approved IQ test. Well, of course, we were very excited to understand our daughter's academic intelligence. And I have to tell you that over the next several years, our daughter excelled in school, and her IQ helped her to achieve a high level of academic success through her K-12 experience as well as her college courses. However, once our daughter transitioned into the workforce, she needed to add more tools to her toolbox. Now, let's discuss one of those tools. There's a growing body of evidence that suggests that a quality we've overlooked may be more important than we realize. So, what is that quality? Well, this quality is emotional intelligence, or EI. And many today believe it is more critical for success than your intelligence quotient, or IQ. So, what's the difference between IQ and EQ? We all know about IQ, which stands for intelligence quotient, and is a measure of academic intelligence. You see, IQ is very important if you're going to college, but what about life in general? Emotional intelligence, or EI, which is also called emotional quotient, EQ, is your ability to perceive, understand, and regulate emotions. It is, therefore, the foundation of all people skills, or sometimes referred to as soft skills. Finally, while EI can be learned, IQ cannot. Through skills and training, you can improve your emotional intelligence. And that's why it is now playing a pivotal role in leadership. You see, a high IQ is no guarantee of success in life. The reason is that IQ only helps you solve problems, learn things, reason, and remember details. So, how can improving your emotional intelligence help you achieve leadership success? Well, studies have shown that people with EI are more likely to be successful in both their personal and professional lives. With high emotional intelligence, you're more self-aware and more in control of your emotions. You are also more empathetic and positive. These are factors that have more significant impact on success than academic intelligence or hard skills. You see, emotions drive people. High emotional intelligence is linked with high motivation. People with high EI have a drive that goes beyond the desire for money or title. Their inner motivations push them toward achieving their goals. So how can EI help you as a leader? Well, one of the reasons why EI research is on the rise today is that it seems to have more relevance to the ever-changing business world. Now, IQ, or emotional quotient, helps with innovation, and that's very important. However, IQ can't solve the major problems the world faces today. In fact, people are more stressed, lonely, and isolated today in this high-tech world that IQ has given us. IQ also doesn't help us connect with others and build strong relationships. Now, please do not misunderstand. IQ is far from useless. It helps in many different situations with logic, problem solving, creativity, and learning new things. So, what's the bottom line? Without a strong foundation of EI first, it's impossible for us to realize all that our IQ can achieve. Thank you for viewing the More Leadership Moment. I'm your leadership guide, Dr. Kim Moore. Are you improving your emotional intelligence? Have a blessed day. Thank you for tuning in to this educational leadership moment. If you enjoyed listening, subscribe to my moments on your favorite platform to receive notifications when we release new moments. Also, don't forget to check out our past moments, which are available for free on all major platforms. In these timeless episodes, we cover a range of topics related to educational leadership that are just as relevant today as when they were first released. To learn more about improving student success, please visit my website at kimdmoore.com. There are resources and information for you, your team, and your organization. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your educational leadership guide, and I believe that when students are led well, they learn well. Have a blessed day.